And which Pasha told us, as then you know, the Yitzchak can both Esau and Yaakov, the whole thing of Esau and Yaakov, until the Pasha where Yaakov wants to wait for his life, from Esau, he's going to kill him, priest all the prophets. The Pasha is the only one's Esau, there is a Rosha, the Tzeach, the Gazlan, he was a bad guy. And Yaakov was a Ishtol, Yoshev Oil, Samuel Tariel, etc. But the Pasha is, however, from the Feta Esau, the Chazal, bring him down as a Milo, we had one Milo, it was Kibbutz of Aim. He was the epitome of Kibbutz of Aim. The Zohar then, this week's Pasha, calls that no one ever in history was Mechabed's father like Esau. He was the Iker. The Medrash brings down, the Shimon Ben Gamliel said, that Esau was 100, he didn't even reach 100th of the covenant that Esau gave to his father. When he went to Mechabed's father, Shimon Ben Gamliel, he became Begodim Muklachim, dirty clothing. And then we went out the street, he put on easy clothing, Mashenkin. Asim, we went to his father, to Mishamashim, he put on a big day mouthless. Mashenkin, any of Kibbutz Aim. He was the epitome of it. So, the Asnaimu Torah learns, but Asim, he was not Mishamashim's father, as Din. He did it because he was doing it to get the brachas, he was doing Shlal Shema, he was doing it just to not be thrown out of his father's house, and to get the brachas, Gashmius. However, the Pasha says, like the Poshim Lo, the Ma'alat of Mephorosh, the Torah Tzol, the Paragel Aleph, that Esav did it because he was a Ma'alat of Yitzchak, that's Din, in a Chiv, of course, a Toiv, and he was responsibility to give cover to your parents. And he did it as a responsibility of Chiv. So we learn that way here, that he did it as an Indian of Chiv, a Kibbutz of Aim, Yishma Aim of Esav, does he stand up for Allah, or did he do a Kalach or not? First, the Pasha says that he was Tzayb of Chiv. Pasha brings out the second shaft, he's a Tzayb of Chiv, he fooled his father Yitzchak. The Medrash says, he asked him, did he give Meister on heaven, did he give Meister on Melech, did he have to give Meister these things? But Ikitzur, he fooled his father. Is that Kibbutz of Aim? Is that sort of Kibbutz of Aim if you fool your father? Or is it something else? Not sort of Kibbutz of Aim. Second Shailah says later on in the Pasha, when Yitzchak wanted to give Esav the brachas, he told Esav to go get him something to eat. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, he told him, Sudo lead Sayyid, go capture for me something to eat. Leaves or grashi, don't take them gzela, loy the get, not from gzela, take them hefker. When Esav goes to get something to eat, the Pasuk says, Lot to Sayyid Lahabi, he went to go get anything. So grashi, the king of hefker will get them gzela. So the father told him specifically, don't take from gzela. And Esav said, I'll go take from gzela. Is that Kibbutz of Aim? Your father's one thing, you have to listen. Does that stand up? Third thing is later on, afterwards, he finds out that Yaakov stole the brachas, or took it to, however he got it, and Esau is very upset, so he wants to kill him, but the Pasuk says, Yikru, you may evil Avi, but how is Yaakov, Achi? I'll wait till my father dies, and then I'll kill him. So you ask you why? Because he wanted to tire his father. So it's just a comment, why? Keep it over him. So if you want to kill his brothers, keep it over him. What happens? 34 years later, 2 pashas later, Vayishlach, it comes out, 400 men, to go kill him, his whole family, everyone, the Gansu Mishpach. Let's keep it over here. We really want to kill our Tzar. And the end just comes out the cold wall to go kill him. And the end, the last, and the end of Parashat says that he saw, and Esau saw in Esau, in the eyes of his father, of Yitzchak, that the Nois Kanan was Rabbi Enoch. Therefore he went to, even though he married before him, two wives, he went to go marry Nois Yishmol, took Machlas as a wife. Because that's what his father wanted. But the last Rashi says, place of Rishay Alushasai, that he ended up, what? He didn't even divorce his first wives. So what happened? He wanted to keep it away. He took a new wife. Yet he kept his old wives. Let's keep it away. What's going on? Could we have four casual over here in Esau? He's the epitome of keep it away. It's time he fools his father. His father tells him not to take him taste from Gzela. His father, he's afraid to kill his father, his brother, because he doesn't want to tie his father. And he goes to kill his brother. And then he takes a wife. You always see that. You don't want... Another thing, you see that Yitzchak did not tell Yaakov that Yitzchak was still alive. That's a metric comes down. Okay. Okay. So Lloyd is alive now. And then and Lloyd, the father's right. And Lloyd, also Cheshire in the year, I think, Cheshire. And Lloyd, and also, and Lloyd, he took a new wife, made his father happy, and he kept his old wives. What's going on? Well, let's mine into Yaakov. Yaakov, what happened at the end of Pasha? He gets the prophets. And what happens, his father sends him away, he tells him to don't take the most Canaan, he's mitzvah him to go take him Padam Aram. Go get a wife, from my mishpacha, padamura, mkoli, ve'etzavu, l'chutzoretz. So a person had a chiyuv responsibility to listen to their father when you should do them. So they have to listen. And Yaakov has to listen to Yitzchak. His father is a tzav, so you have to listen. Of course, father does know best, and you should listen to him, and they know what's going on, they have experience. Of course, you should, about technicality. Do you have a chiyuv to listen to your father? Of course, he knows best, but unless you want to make your own mistakes, do you have a responsibility to listen to your father? Let's keep it away. Father told him, Yitzchak is a tzav of Yaakov, do we have to listen or not? So there's a tshuva, Marik, in Sinem Kuf Samarov, by his Gimel, he says, no, a son does not have to listen to his father's Kibbutz. Father tells him to marry this girl, this Yichud, this family, don't have to listen. And he has three reasons. Three reasons why a father makes Machol against a girl you want to marry, you don't have to listen. First reason, he says, there's Machol is a Gemara Kedushin, Machlav Beis. If, when you have a Chim Kibbutz, is it Mishal Av or Mishal Ben? Moshe, your father tells you to get, bring some food, so you have to give some food. But whose money do you have to spend on the food? What steak and potatoes? Whose money? Is it from the son's money or from the father's money? Machlokes the Gemara, and Allah, all the places can pass to Mishal Av, Loi Mishal Ben. You have to spend the father's money, but you have to do it. It's not your money. Achmina, the parents go older, he goes to the home, who has to pay for it? The father's from his money, not from the children's money. But or you buy a new car, your father says, I like it, can I have it? No. Mishal Av, Loi Mishal Ben. It's yours. So Zok, the Marik, based upon that, just like Mishal Av, Loi Mishal Ben is for money, who didn't koshke, sarakufoi, just like you're not spending your money, you want to spend your kishkis. If you, it's going to tsar you, it's going to give you pain, you don't spend your money, you want to spend your tsar. If it hurts you, and you want to marry a specific girl, and your father makes a machal against you, Mishal Av, Loi Mishal Ben, you don't have to listen to him, al shaduchim. So that's when you have to, give your father food to eat or to drink. Of course, with tsar you don't want to do it. But so the Yaakov Yosef, he says, this whole Indian of a head of tsar, you don't have to listen to your father, it's only something that's not shy to the gavoy. Something that has nothing to do with him. I mean, food and drink is giving to him. But something that's not shy to him, you don't have to listen. That's what the head of tsar group, you don't have to listen to your father. I heard from one of the rabbis in Yeshiva Smir, and he told me, they told me that his father told him to go on a diet. That's what I'm saying. Go on a diet and lose weight. He was going to buy him a treadmill and go lose weight. So Zach, this Rebbe, Mishal Av, Mishal Ben. No chiyuv. Why? It's mitzari. I don't want to. And it's not shaykh we have on. No chiyuv. Poshim, this is my rich. Mishal Av, Mishal Ben. If father tells you to go on a diet, that's not what I have to. Fine. Good or Shaduchim. That's first. Second reason, Dr. Marek, when I'm supposed to be father of Shaduchim, it's called, there's a lot of true you have to listen to your parents. But connected is Surim, you don't have to listen. Pasuk says, "Ish imay v'avu tiro, v'eshav soyso tishmori, kulkum chayim v'kvoidi, everyone's v'chuyiv in my covet, and you have no chiyuv to listen to your parents, and he tells you to do an isser. He tells you chal Shabbos, you don't have to listen. He tells, and even for isser, abonim, pasuk shabonarach, simon v'eshmem, siftesvav, even for isserim, abonim, you don't have to listen to your father. Says the Marek, when you want to marry somebody, the chum are very makbid that you should, roughly kash, you should ash tuenu, you should find some sechein beinu, you should have a relationship between your wife, a nice relationship, chayin between each two. If you don't chayin, it will lead to friction, sinna, and it's tavorim, so I'm half left with Kamarikov. The whole very matter that you should pick the right person. If your father tells you to marry somebody who you don't want to marry, it's not to my rib, koron v'day yisur, koron v'hovim v'day yisur. It's Kamarikov bring you to your serum. And for your serum, you have no fear to listen to your father. If father tells you to marry this girl and you don't want to, it's going to be friction, it's going to be sinna, it's going to be hatred, it's not going to be a relationship, a correct chayin of the relationship between husband and wife. And that is your father telling you to listen to an isser. Now you don't have to listen to the second reason. The third reason is, the law of Kedushin says, what's the chiyuv of kavod? The law gives six cases. One's machiloi, mashgeyu, malbush, mchasa, machnas, and moitzi. You have to give him what to eat, what to drink, to clothe him, to cover him, bring him out, bring him in. Six cases. Now all six of these cases, that means that could be asks you for food. If you know, for example, sitting on the table and you know your father wants to drink, you have a chiyuv to go give him a drink. This, not only are you asking, it's not prerequisite if he asks you, without asking, if you know what he wants, you have to give him. That's the chiyuv. Zok HaMarek, this chiyuv, these six things are all, that's the things that shaykh for Gavoy, is to us atzmoy, not atzmoy, it's something you do with him. Something that is shaykh to him. But something that no shaykh is to him, that he gets no covet or no te'elz out of for himself, in a time there's no chiyuv covet. You don't have to listen to your father, when it's not shaykh for Gavoy, when it's only for the child. Therefore, you're no kippus to your father for this reason. So again, there are three reasons. Either we shall avon, we shall ben, koshke and sagufoy. The second reason is because kol l'havi day iser. The third reason is something that's not shaykh before, you have no kippus to your father. This marik is brought down by Allah of Ramah and Simon Reishmem and Sif Chafei, Shadukhim. A child does not have to listen to parents. That's the son, when Ramah says. A daughter, even though I feel the Yaakov Leski says she does have to listen, and the Benish Chai and Torah Shmuel says, if you have to listen, however, the price of service for all three reasons do apply, which we will ask him, that you have a chief to marry off your daughter, you have a chief to say the Torah, and share the Torah, therefore the price of service for Yehuda, and now to Yosef, now to Behuda, and others say, Abadi, even a daughter does not have to listen to the father of Shadokim. Even a daughter, for the reasons do apply. So, back to Yitzhak and Yaakov. What trap? Yitzhak and Sam and Yaakov will marry him. How can you do that?
The Chorek, Shadokim, you have nothing to listen to your father. Instead of Leshchokma is Bini Chai Soro, he asked him on a kasha. Why was Avram made Lashpio, his Eliezer, not to take him to his Canaan? Why didn't Avram just go to Yitzchok and tell Yitzchok, don't go to his Canaan? Why didn't Yitzchok and Yitzchok have a tzibur, you could have an aim? So for Leshchokma, why? This is Halacha. This is your Allah, this is my Rik.
You have no Chiyah, a child no Chiyah to listen to his parents on Shadokim. Therefore Avram could not be Mitzam and Yitzchok. In fact, Leshchokma was happening, Yitzchok and Mitzam and Yaakov.
I saw, yes, I have a poor Moshav. I don't know what I'm talking about. How can you get something to tell me after?
Emphat,
the Meshachma in Echlami, looking at something, it's not really a tzivoy. It's telling, it's puffed with a day with it. What is happening? So you can tell them with the bracha together. Yitzchak will receive the bracha that his children should write to Echlam. And Yitzchak was passing over this bracha to Yaakov and told him, you should marry Nachum and Echlam. Why the Gemara and the Gemara's the Kukma of those who down these Kukma of the earth.
And says, the only way that children on the Yaakov
after Yitzchok, after Yaakov, is if the Nachum of those command. So basically, when he says, Yitzchok, of course, Yitzchok, after all, Mokho, the rest of Yitzchok, the only way you can get this Gemara if you listen to my tzivoy of not marrying to those command. So Zekhi Mashachot, when Nachshad is mitzavim of Kibra Ba'im, he's mitzavim of Tnagin of Gemara, you want this Gemara of Yitzchok, then I can tell you that it's not even married, not from the base of marriage. It's making it cheap, it's making it smell, it's even with the extra much money, the way to get the brothel. The economy, I should do it for you listen. And Yitzchok, Yaakov did not listen, did not have to listen to Yitzchok. Only, oh, now he wants the brothel, therefore you listen. Back to Marik's third, he's sorry, a young person, your father, somebody is not negating, the essence of this concept, is in my book, it's, the essence of this concept is the humanity. This young person, your father was not negated to him. It's negated all the time. Your father tells you to turn on the coat. According to the Bible, you have to listen. It's not shafted to him. He tells you to eat food. Don't have to listen to him. He tells you don't go to the territories, don't go to the coast, or don't go on the park. What? Why not shafted to him? He doesn't even go back. What? That's shafted to him. What do you do with him? Go turn the coat. That's shafted to him. What do you do with him? That comment, that machina, giving him food, he's getting food, he's getting drink, he's getting clothing, nothing to do with him, according to my way. And he tells me to do, go with my friend in the history of Moshe, and Shabbos, my friend, that's it, no shakas. Unless he gets covered out, maybe he gets covered for a full of passion, so nothing getting covered out of these things. Don't do the coast, don't visit the territories. You have to listen according to my way. But after this, any of this my way, this concept is my choice to show them, in three different places, and we've always been that, from the lava. In Bavar Tzina, and Afan Beis of an Alef, and then Kedushim Lama Afan Beis. This is my first question, we'll be sharing talk about this, but I'm just going to remind you to have a question that Chorin says. Who would make an Alef? Again, my answer is, he says, Kovin is not shaykh to the father, why? Because it's not shaykh to the wife. Kovin is most cases, only things that shaykh them, giving them food and drink. So the Machna of Kedushim Lama Afan Beis, he quotes to Marek, and says, Shu is not looking for Kovin. But there's another topic, a person with a view to hear. They have a view, they ignore the viewers for things, the Yoshim Koma, the Ogrim Koma, the Sosa Dvorah, the Wadna Kuya Dvorah. The fifth thing in Allah, they can't call by his first name, by his name. So, we've got the Machno, true, he's not Lippon Koma, but you know, it's a Chiyam, but Sosa Dvorah, you can't contradict his words. And he says, put on your coat, and you don't put on your coat, you're contradicting his words. It's Nichol on the concept of you. He says, don't do something, and you're doing it. You're going against what the words are. It's not from you. So the last time, you two liars. Two liars. One liar says, we see that Yitzchok, we see that gerne wissen über Machnes. Menschen mit einer Machnes werden oft durch die Gefahr der Bestürzung. One of the reasons is, he says, because the true poets always think of ourselves, giving him food and drink and clothing and hoping to attract his wife, his girl. The things on it, Lewis says that. However, I think that not attracting his wife, nothing to do with him, and no peace with him. And the point of it, the Machnini part tells you on the culture of listening to eat his food, of listening to those on the territory, and also listening to these things are not attracting his wife. He's called, that's not called, that's the matter. Now Machna, however, argues the Machna says truth and different conflict, but Yerub, the Chiyav, also what he says to us tomorrow, the king contradicts his words. And anything he says that you don't listen to is contradicting his words. He says to follow the Chiyav, and you don't follow the Chiyav, even he will say to us tomorrow. Alright, so this Machna has two values. His first value is the mystic's passion, and says that Yashuv was mistaken by Yitzchak, because of course, let's go back and close the Shiva. That's not what's right, mystic's passion. Why else must he say? I look for his grand nephew's father. So the master's nephew, yeah. He says his father, he tells me about the father, he doesn't know. The other, on, yeah, so he says his father. One of my, the second line he brings is that the Rechim, keeper of Nero, and the children, the son and the daughter. And the father is the master of Ish, Imoy, the other, Tirol, Tirol is what's the rabbin, between Nero and the son and the daughter. Nero, Tirol, they have to have Nero. Thank you, the mother, the father starts with Ish. Ignore it says, sometimes the girl can't, in keeping the other lashes with nature, she's like, I don't know, sometimes she can't listen to her husband. Why? Because she's mishuvah, she gets married, she has a husband, and she's mishuvah to her husband. So when she is mishuvah to her husband, she has no fear to her parents. So the maximum. Let's see, what's the prophet talking about? You know, the prophet is talking about you. So, and if she wouldn't to your husband, it's what? If they get the children to be at home, and make suffer, this is she wouldn't. When do you ever have a stira between a shiva to your husband and you to your parents? When do you ever stira? There's never been a stira. If you is, don't see this place, don't contradict his word, and don't call by his first name. What's a stira to shiva? How can you probably come and tell you sometimes the stira and your husband goes first? There's never been a stira. Since the master, so must be, that the fear of you is meaning anything he said. The father says, go to the school, you have to listen off stira. That's what you steal when your husband says, no, stay home, take care of the kids. That's the steal. So there, and then still your husband goes first. So the matter, we have to tell you that the fear of you means anything your father says, you have to listen to. It's a matter of also morality, the sickness and the same thing, it's a passion with the steal from you to Shiva. It also must be anything your father says, you have to listen to. But, not only the matter and morale, a good about time, in the state of Lashon Hara, and I say it hour, he says every time I speak Lashon Hara, the Oyver is someone Catholic he wrote, the Oyver is Hashem. Things to Raya, things are smart, things are finished, and spread Raya to them, it's Kibbutz Ovein, you have Kibbutz Ovein, take the prophet for a sacred tomorrow, and if you say it, you have to listen to it. So you see, the Chum Tam holds the same thing. That just like the Lashon Hara, if God says, don't keep Lashon Hara, you speak the Oyver to God, who did anything, can I say, you don't listen to the Oyver to God? Chum Tam says the same thing also, in our hour, Simon Hay, that says, even though your parents tell you to come and wash and hurry, and it's worth it to tomorrow, and you have to listen to them, but still, you have to listen because you're calling to be over and essay. You see, again, anything your parents tell you to be over and worth it to tomorrow, it's not worth it, that's from time to sheet. Who didn't have this? It's in the cooking of the test, passing the same way. And also, the reaction, I saw three places, passing this way in the Oath and Sex Tradition, passing this way in the Bachelor Torah, and in the Sefer, Mayor Hayim would probably go, he said, yes, but he says, anything your father can say, you have to listen, anything they say, you have to listen. So again, we have this Machmir, anything your father says, anything he tells you to do, go to school, anything to do something, you have to listen. That's the Machmir. Well, on the other side, you have a bunch of Machmir, the Moshe, he did this Moshe, and Dush, and that. Lamed Aleph, in the Oreh, in Dalet, he brings down, there's a Machmir, says to the Machmir, he says, Nechon Yerah, he says, Machmir, Yerah is, when your father says, Moshe, this Gemara is the Sefer Kesubis, and you say, no, it's a Kedushin. You're correcting him, you're contradicting him. However, he said to call him a coach. And you don't call him a coach, you agree, he said to call him a coach. You're not contradicting him, you're just not listening to him. You're not contradicting his words, you're just not following him. That's not in the full year. He said, maybe you tell him, no, that might be you, I'd be contradicting him. If you don't do anything, you agree, he 100% said to do it, and you're listening. You agree, he said it, you're not listening to him. So that's not when your father told you to do anything, you have no fear to listen. Anything the father says is not covered, it's not the shaykh, the gavoy, has something to do with him specifically, you have no fear to listen to him. And any orgy or field of years, that must be in his place. But anything that is his place is nothing. But stop a thing that he tells you to do, you don't listen. Don't you listen. With some, I mean, eye to a macro. There's two eyes, one for the six parasha, that's the much of the eyes, we're working on with much stuff more. And the eye of the ish, that says the steel to the shiver of bow, and year to the parents, so it will never be a steel. It will never be, the year of the parents will never be associated with the shiver of the bow. I'm a prophet. Fine, it's nothing about you, it's talking about covenant. That's it. Nothing about you, it's talking about covenant. In other words, he's saying, oh no, because we know the prophet in the tradition of the service, the way the Mashiach brings down around the Baldi. The Kedushin said the Pasuk, now can you talk about Yiro, Ishmael, Yiro, the two of, first Yiro, talk about Kovit, Mashiach, and Mizrachi, the Reim said the same thing he's talking about, that he covered. Because Yiro, yeah. Islam, it's actually a steal between the Shivat of the husband and the Yiro. Now, is it these four Pasuk, again, Tavimo, and Moshe, the Mizrachi, and Mashiach, but also it's brought down in the Lisa, Yiro, the Kohen said, the Kohen, the going with the medicine, as mother said, don't wear medicine because at the end of things, of course, it's a bit of a problem, right? Because when you wear medicine, you're coming back, you're going to have to save people. So stop wearing medicine. So why do you listen? So it says in the cycle of Sabedi with Kalikimo in the Kukidara, that any time he got this cycle, your son had no peace with his parents, that problem is not here, it's nothing. He did, but he helped also, according to the power of, it's time for my son to listen to his wife. The cycle holds like a ratio, so your father told you something, you don't have to listen. The sheet is also the Mashiva's Nafesh, passing this way. And the Yaakov Yosef says, Yaakov Yosef, about yourself, also passing this way. They say that came, that the way of place came home. So I thought, also says this, the sheet of the way of place came home. We're getting to be a two-star for him. We have one sad of the Chalkhaim and Ramat, and anything your father said, you have to listen to it from Europe. Then you have the other side, the Moshe, the Marif, anything your father says, you don't have to listen to it. It's not a Shaykh thing, Rabbi. Place came on both sides, the other place came on both sides. Cool song of the rice or body, you should be back or you have to be back when someone's like, well, come on, let's get your own personal love, tell me otherwise. But that's the Machlokes. But before this, Machlokes is not that rough. It sounds very rough if you have to listen to father what he says or not. But the essence of the Machlokes is not that far from each other. According to, let's take about me real quick. One of the Machlokes, everything your father says, you have to listen to because it's different in the stereo. What is the get of the socialist tomorrow? How far do you have to listen to your father? What is the get of the stereo at all? Father tells you it's in the Mesech of Tzubas, you say no, it's in the Gusha. So it says the towns, it's in the Reishmen, it's called Gimel, that the only time you have to be, you can be close to your father, he says the Torah argues on the Rosh, the Torah goes on his father Rosh, and he argues, I mean, how can he argue, it's close to tomorrow, says the towns, because Shloi the father is no Isser. The whole Isser says that the father is only the father. Shloi the father, it's not a fun of him, your father walked out of the room and you correct him and say, this, he said, this Mesech is a different Mesech. And if not, there's no Isser of Sleishness of Rosh Shloi B'Chonav. Shita Zatans. Even though the Shach over there argues, however, if you look in the Kamar Torah Pashto Pasuk like this, it's the Chayodah Pasuk, this way called Tavu Zayin, the Benesh Chayim, and the Shalafei Shoyfin, the Chazanish, the Goyd over there, from Gimel, twice the Sol Pasuk that way, the Chashokon, the Meshav Dover, the Shivas Nofesh, and look at the Mechav, also the Mechav, the Ephraim says the same word, Mechav is a Goyd Sleishness of Rosh Matriyeh is the follow-up. You can't say that's the follow-up. The measurements of the Fush and the Eri and the Kedush and the Eri says about half a day, the whole list of places of volume, that's the follow-up. The Fush and Eri. So if all these questions say this whole list of steel is after the follow-up. See, even not the last year of the whole, he has to listen to your father, anything he says after steel, after first of all, if your father tells you to follow the code, you have to listen. When you leave, take it off. You don't have to. Even Matriyeh, you have to listen when he's not around. That means he tells you don't go to territory, he's not around. Go ahead. There's no issue, there's no peace to listen to him. He tells you to do something. If brother tells you to do something, what should he do? And he's not around. If not, he's not his person, or his person's father, you don't have to listen to him. That's not the material, it's what the father is, the Rabbi Michael. The whole father, that's expensive. Not the man, like Kilo, the voice says you have to listen to the person. You don't listen to him when he tells you anything, even the father. However, this Indian, they don't listen to him, it depends. If it comes to something, it's growing him. But the nation of the Shimon, he's still after listening. She was not called, not you. It's the third topic, all the Latin, all the Emo. The nation of the Shimon, because if you can, all the Latin, the word Latin is the word cow. The Vazan, King of Vazan, your father, only a person. King of Vazan, anything of Vazan, he's a person. And that's King of Vazan, whether it's besides covering the earth, King of Vazan, you have to listen to him. Well, all you do is talk about this, even just with Simon, you always put him kind of a little bit crazy, you know, kind of in the test. But just like by COVID, you have a group from 18 shacks together, Simon shacks together also, 18 of his father, he's got something to do with it. Even by COVID, you have to listen, coaching, you have to listen to him when he's with Simon. That's his closing time, you have to listen. Imagine a voice of Wolfman Schubert, you know, very close people, in the Schubert, I rather smoke drugs, marijuana. He thought about that, I think marijuana. So you have a couple of reasons for that. They continue to say one reason why you can't be with family. Why? Because you get exposed to them times. You get people drunk from time. And if you're emotional, said anything to the child, you know, he holds that little nothing, not common idea, of course, we can carry for the public. It's actually not what they're all in for. So, of course, if you'll find out that, you'll find out that. And you'll find out, very good, so if you have to say about smoking, like you heard, you're going to find out, you should be careful. Of course, that is anything that will cause you to find out about it. The sheep is also brought down in the activation. What the pastor said, you know, it's maple, you have to look at your father, and that's actually the voice. Sorry, you have to ask him. He said, the season, all the guys that want to go to, let's say, to the next one, it's cold, it's hot, it's afraid she's going to get sick, and sorry, I'm not saying, possibly, it's in your shimmer. You have to listen. Outside, so Stephen is brought on the upper shore from my local information, and everything goes inside, you have to listen to the family. So come out, usually, most times, a father comes to do something, even if my children may not listen, usually, of course, the father usually is inside, the slave father, and goes ahead outside of that. So these two sheep were, once again, the fear that we can come to that, the father, a fear. Not a lot of love of mastery to say you have to listen. That you have to listen to how you find a coach for the problem to make or to face tomorrow. The world of the world is the medical problem, the medical that lives on you in COVID. Most of the time, the family problem is not listening to you. So because of honor, you also have to listen outside. And it's not a problem. If you don't have an advice, you make or you won't be a fashion. These are the little sheep. Just from tomorrow afternoon, it's good opinion. Now you have to listen to your father, I'm sure. You have to listen to your parents, I'm sure tomorrow again, it's supposed to be actual before the funeral. However, let's say your father tells you to do something, and let's say it goes to the parallel. Put the grass, you don't have to listen. So the law says, if the grass is right, the back of the parallel, you can work down, grass the back of the parallel. Now, if your father tells you, go to come with me to the hospital, or go to the relevant hospital, she says, if you get covered on the side of the jury, then you come out, you have to go. But that probably, so true, in the apples of people here, you have to listen up here, but if the course is a papaya, if you can learn your sheet in the course of a papaya, so here, when you're not listening to your father, it's not you, the you is not shared, it's losing that responsibility, and that's when you're not listening to your father, not contradicting your father for no reason, if that's your contradicting him, you're doing because it's a process then. So with that, if you're not your father, it's not a certain if you're your father, you're doing the kind of what you're asking. So you come out with you and the ones who are master, you say, yes, listen, I'll see you. But I'll tell you, the image of the power, you know, will always come back to tell you what you're doing. However, for the thing your father tells you to do, if you're from you, it's not going to keep it up there. Another lesson is, let's say, your father, let's say, your mother tells you she wants you to drink, and your father says, no, it's again, it's for your mother's saying about 2 points, your father is only saying not to listen to them, no one else to do it, including in this case, you have a lot of these, your mother and father listen to your father, in this case, listen to your mother. If I first and foremost, your father says, give me something to eat, salt, and your mother says, no, of course, then the mother is not going to do for you, and so you have to listen to your father, unless it's magic and the doctor's understand how this, and then she might, oh, you're not saying, no, he's listening up here. Because if he was, he's not going to say, with the goat, the pasture, my guess is Abram, when he was the enemy of Kibbutz Abayim, when he became Kibbutz Abayim, he was the enemy of the very first, he's the Iker, the Lonekon, when he became some Kibbutz for Cassius, first Cassius tied with his food's father. Food his father is not son of Kibbutz Abayim. He doesn't know about it. We have the life of comforting you as his father. And the family, for his mercy, did nothing wrong with our father. It's the father don't take the game of Matthew Kim. But the
Kenya, not the Jewish order of the Kenya. Plus he was saying, he came, makes pilgrim. However, there's no peace. I just wonder if he helped him well off for that. Is he doing anything wrong? His father tells him, don't take Mugzela. He goes and takes Mugzela. We plan to, and that's the event. But also, his father's not bad. There's no attack to him. Why do you have to listen? And if not, he's taking Mugzela. The Indian of... He's afraid that his... he didn't want to kill his brother, Yaakov, because his father attacked. And if not, he had to say, you have to listen, let's keep it on the aim. However, 34 years later, he goes to kill him. Before you have to say, Shad is, no one will end up, if he kills Yaakov, no one will end up going telling his father Yitzchak. Because of course, no reason to make Shadibu still, you don't even tell his son that his father passed away. There's no reason to tell the Echlami. So he's assuming, you have to assume that Esav held, there was no, no one will end up telling Yitzchak.
Why should anyone tell Yitzchak that Yaakov passed away? Right away, if he kills Yaakov, Yitzchak will realize Yaakov's not there. However, 34 years later, he has to live out 34 years. So what about for more years? You won't realize it, and no one's going to tell him. If not, that's going to keep it on the end. Don't know about it. And the last thing that the host of Israel was suffering, kept his old wife, and only man knew why it's not. And if I'm stupid, that's the only one who's going to be suffering. So I'll come again. What is the next one? Why? Is the next one said it was right? Well, the last one says, you should listen up here. Imagine you could say that to your love of because you didn't tell him this girl to marry, it's not for a child. You told him to take any movie, you know, find that girl. So, again, so we had the passage we see that Esav was a human king of Aim, even though it sounds like he wasn't, because he was tired of his, or he wasn't taking the baby, or he married, kept his own wife, or he went to the Yaakov then. The Maestro Yaakov, his father, he sounded to take the Shidduch, you have to listen. So Maestro said, a few reasons why you don't have to. Mishalav, Mishal Ben, Koshkin, Sakufoy, because you have to listen to your father, that brings the day soon. Okay, because the Maestro quotes and argues, he said, Yaakov is not here, it's not conversation tomorrow. And this, and these two writers, one from the Shepashia, one about how they steer between the Shiva of the husband and the year of the parents. This is sending more out there, so call Allah from Chaim, hold that way, Chazmish hold that way, and Abbey Ash hold that way. Oh, and Akilah, but the Shemaisha said, the course of the master and the argument, that the Ibrahim covered, then the Mechon, as Rashi from Mechon and Yira, because they are contradicting the Yira details, and holding the Mechon hold that way, so Akilah and the Rashi, Basically, she was not there, she won't pass this way, very close to pass this way, a lot of things like that in the Ashmer. But the Hura, again, even if these people are Mashmer, they are still, they're going to follow, but she later follows the type, says, you know, see father again, so even if the Mashmer are still, so they're going to be labeled, even if the Moshe says, they also see father, because he's tired of the brain, before he says, like, no one, he has to listen. The Hashem,
Thank you.
Woche oder der Vorstellung ist mir sehr ähnlich. Ich finde an, ich bin nicht sehr genau, ich bin sehr ähnlich, mein Animal Kalorien. Ich würde mir sehr gerne mit von der Mischung der Fentik, wie soll das Paar nicht mit sich nur organisiert, das wird man hier, was soll das alles in der Macht der Kalorien. Die meisten Offen sind das Essen von Kursen gemacht, die meisten 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 Weil das hier noch bei uns im Kameel gibt, weil die Leute mal warten auf alles, weil ich hier ja gerade in die Stadt noch holen kann. Hier ist die Kühe, die sagt, was?
Ich habe eben die Zielgruppe für jeden Euro, und ich habe das Rechner für jeden Euro, der in der Schule
the principles, the attitudes, this wonderful chant, of reaching a higher level and getting over Abba, and it's appreciation they have to have. Came a Duba Ayyam, and I could give you when you were a kid. And if you cover those from me to the master, when you recognize it from the parent, then end up being Yalam Men Lahak, the things that kill Baruch Hu. The master of Shkoku was before, so she bought it, she was called a voice of Abba Rishon, she had seen the Abba Ayyam, and she took the church and told Yalam. The master of appreciation that the parents do for us, they gave us opportunity, wonderful opportunity, to make something out, they gave us life, and make something out of our life. Then we also mark everything that our parents gave us, also for Shkoku, it's the same thing, the same situation. The nature of the Shkoku is that put us in this world. So in essence, the cover giving to parents, it's the essence of cover giving to Shkoku, we're marking our parents, what they did for us, it's the same thing giving cover to Shkoku, because we mark our Hashem. The same Akhara, the same recognition. And so, it's very good, at the essence, he would always, it's an old Mukhalayot. But in essence, every time you give cover to a parent, the essence of giving cover to the Shkoku also. The same, could be mark of your parents, that's the same Akhara you have to come to Shkoku. You'd be mark of an angel, an angel before you, you have to have a first to take away. In the circle, to truly be mark of you, what a parent's doing for us, and the one that comes to Shkoku.